Gulliver's Travels, Part 9, in the Land of the Houyhnhnms. My name is Gulliver, and this is the story of my travels. It was September 1710. I'd set sail from Portsmouth, but my luck ran out after just a few weeks. My crew rose up against me and mutinied. I was put ashore at the first island we saw. On following a path from the beach, I was relieved to notice some tracks. A few looked human, but most were from horses. So, I was not alone, thank goodness. As I passed one field, I saw some animals. They were ugly-looking, with long beards like goats, and thick, ragged hair on their chest and their heads. The rest of their bodies were bare. Some moved towards me, and I hurried on. But one of them blocked my way. It raised its filthy claws. I swiped at it with my sword.
Out of my way!
Get away!
I hit the creature, and it howled. Within seconds, a herd of the creatures descended on me, their ugly faces leering and spitting. Suddenly, they all fled. Then I saw it. A beautiful grey stallion, trotting gracefully out of the woods. Its smooth mane and back were gleaming in the dappled sunlight. It was this superb animal that had scared off the creatures.
Here, boy. You're a beauty, aren't you? Here.
The horse stopped, circled around me, eyeing me all the time. It lifted its head away as I went to stroke it.
Where's your owner, then? Won't you let me ride you? I'm really tired. Are you trying to say something?
It was as if he was talking to me. Out of the trees, another horse approached, a brown one. It stopped by us. Then, the most extraordinary thing happened. Both horses lifted up their right hooves and touched each other's hoof in greeting. I couldn't believe it. They were really talking to each other. There was no doubt. I definitely heard the word Yahoo several times.
Yahoo?
Yahoo!
Gentlemen, I can see you are magicians who have taken the shape of horses. Please, take me to your master so I can find some food and drink.
And so they led the way. After a mile, we came to a long, low building made of logs. But when we went in, there were no people, just a mare and two foals. I followed the grey stallion through the door and into a yard. Here, tied up, were two deformed creatures like those I'd seen earlier. They were eating lumps of meat.
Yahoo!
The stallion picked up some meat and offered it to me, but the smell made me feel sick. Then it dawned on me. This creature was a Yahoo. That's what the horses called them. They thought I was one of them, a Yahoo.
No! No! I'm not a Yahoo!
But then I took a closer look at the Yahoo. He had two legs and arms, like mine, except his nails were long and shaped like claws. He was, in fact, a man. Like me, but savage. In the following days, I was well looked after by the stallion. It became clear to me that the Houyhnhnms, as these horses were called, were no ordinary animals. They had their own language, which they pronounced through the nose and roof of the mouth. I set about learning it, and was soon able to talk easily with the grey stallion, whom I called Master. He was a very patient teacher. The Houyhnhnms were the kindest, gentlest, most honest and civilized race I'd ever come across. Months passed, and I felt healthy and happy to live among them. They saw me as some kind of superior Yahoo. They were confused because, although I bore some resemblance physically to those beasts, they thought my clothes were part of my body. I told Master where I came from and how I had got to their country, but he could not believe that there was another land beyond the sea, or that Yahoos could build boats. Nor could he understand when I described our society, where innocent people are killed in wars. In England, Master, the horses work in the fields for the people.
How can this be? How can there be a country where Yahoos are in charge?
The more we talked, and the more I learnt about their society, the more the failings of my own became clear. And it became clear I was a Yahoo, after all.
There is something I must tell you, Gulliver. Now that I know your secret, there is one question that we Houyhnhnms are at this very moment debating. Whether we should get rid of the Yahoos once and for all.
He said Yahoos were vile and dangerous and threatened the peace and tranquility of his society.
I know that you are different to the other Yahoos, but there are many who think that you are just one of them.
I knew what that meant. My life was in danger.